So when I say artist, who springs to mind? Beethoven? Da Vinci? Maybe you think of George Strait or Ansel Adams. Some of you probably think of greats like Frida Kahlo, or is it Kahlo?
Kahlo.
Okay, that. Jacob Lawrence, Duke Ellington, or more recently in the news, the ballerina Misty Copeland. No doubt there are many others that this educated bunch here think about. But I just wonder, did anybody think me? Maybe a few of you did. We have some recognized and professional artists in this room, after all, so. But I wish that we all thought of ourselves first. How many times have you heard statements like, oh, you don't want to hear me sing, or I can barely draw stick figures, or what about, oh, I've always wanted to learn to play guitar. As Unitarian Universalists, we value art and we value creativity, but we don't always value it in ourselves. We don't always practice it. If we understand art, which is spawned and nurtured by creativity, as a community-forming power of bringing us more into oneness and expressing the spirit of life and expressing individual ideas and thoughts, then why are so many of us reluctant to use that power? Maybe you aren't. I am. In our household, my husband is very clearly the artistic and creative one. After all, he's the musician, he's the songwriter, he's the writer, he's the creative one. And I am the supportive one. I encourage... You're laughing. I encourage him by giving him the space and time to explore his art. I'm the one that carries the tip bucket around at the gigs. And he appreciates that. We are a team that way, and it works well, and we are happy. Except, it also sets up a dynamic where Todd is a convenient scapegoat for me to abdicate my creative power. I don't have to take the risk of expressing my own self because I can sort of co-opt his. When somebody asks me if I sing, I usually smile and say, well, I can carry a tune. I sing at home, but I don't perform like him. He's the real singer. What is that about? Of course I'm a singer. I can sing. I love singing.
Singable.
No. People here have heard me sing. Thank you. Okay. The same is true about musical instruments. I could play the ukulele. I enjoy it, but I don't claim it. Todd, I say, is the real musician. How many people have heard me play the ukulele? Yeah. Well, credit where credit is due. He is innately talented, and he has a passion for it that I don't have. But does that mean that we only allow the best of the best to be creative? Does that mean we don't exercise our own power in our own way? Does that mean we are ashamed or embarrassed of what we perceive as our lesser talents? It's kind of crazy, really. Every single child draws and sings and builds and paints and isn't concerned with how excellent it is. Because they are learning everything all the time. And they will learn from us what they are good at. And they will stop doing what they think they are not good at. I bet everybody here has a memory of being told that they couldn't sing or couldn't color well or were set aside when someone preferred another person's art more. And that closed us off. It turned off that power. So, What do we do about that? What do we do in a society that we worry is becoming too reliant on technology, that technology is isolating us and we are more alone, not communicating with each other? Making art can be instrumental in addressing this. So I'll give you a few examples that I like. Music, obviously. More music. There is community in folks listening to music, folks performing music, and folks getting together to play music at whatever level they play. There's a little group on Tuesday nights that meets at the Black Bear Coffee House, and it's a little round robin. And so chances are, if you've heard me play ukulele, it's because you go there, because that's the only place I play it out publicly. Music is magical. There is power in the lyrics, in the melody, in the tones, in the very vibrations that reverberate through our bodies and touch our souls. Many of you go and listen to live music, and we've been having concerts here to support our fellowship, but it also supports the artists and keeps them out there working their craft and spreading joy. There is music everywhere around here for everybody. Going to hear live music is a way to counteract the isolation of TV and Facebook and put them in their rightful place of occasional enjoyment. And singing, playing music yourself. Anybody that's always wanted to learn guitar can start anytime. Take it out of its case, hang it on the wall, and you'll play it more. We have three instruments hanging on our wall, right where we spend the most time in our house. And when it's right there, you will pick it up and play with it. Instead of playing one more game of solitaire on the computer or whatever you do. I play Candy Crush. You can invite friends over to play and sing. Every now and again, we have people over just to hang out and play songs together. And I know someone who gets together with her girlfriends, and they stand around the piano and sing and drink wine together. Wine helps. You can join the choir. You think you can't sing? You're wrong. If you have vocal cords, you can sing. You just might need practice to feel more confident in it. So, engage in art. If you have children in your life, take their lead. I loved coloring with my brother's kids. I got a big roll of white paper, and I brought it out whenever they came over, and we'd put it on the ground or on the table, and I didn't watch them. We all colored together, you know, whatever it was. You don't have to know how to draw. Todd went to a workshop several years ago, and he learned how to make mandalas with sidewalk chalk. The most important part is to, you know, make a circle that's pretty even. It's very hard. But I watched him do that over and over again, and finally I thought, you know, I could probably do that. And so I started doing it too, and we make them at the Southern Appalachian Brewery where we spend some time. And people always come up, whenever we're doing it, people always come over to look. And the children will ask if they can have some chalk so they can make their own. But the adults just stand there and they say things like, "Are you an artist?" And I say, "No, I just like coloring with chalk." But recently, Todd was playing there with his band, King Possum. And I just felt the urge to make a mandala. And I hadn't ever done that. Just outside on my own. Like, we always did it, you know, together here. He was sitting there or something. So I felt self-conscious and kind of foolish, you know, because nobody else is out there doing that. So then I thought, maybe I won't, you know, I don't want to look stupid. But as soon as I realized that that was the thought I was having, I said, no, I want to do it, so I'm going to go do it. So I took my little chalk and I went outside and I drew my circle and I started coloring in the mandala, and pretty soon, here comes a little boy, and he said, "Oh, you draw really well." And I said, "Oh, well, actually, I'm not drawing at all. I'm just making a shape and coloring it in." And he said, "I like to make boxes. I like to make boxes on a piece of paper, lots of boxes all over the page, but they say that's not drawing either. And I told him I would love for him to use my chalk and make boxes all over the sidewalk. And so he did. He started working, and he was chattering along beside me, telling me things. And he said at one point, "Sometimes people ask me what I'm making, and I just tell them I'm making a something." I told him that was an excellent answer. And after a while, a few other kids came over, and they wanted to use the chalk, and then a few more and a few more. And pretty soon, there had to have been 7 or 8 kids around me, all drawing chalk on the sidewalk. And there was a group of adults, and I heard one of them say, their backs were to us, but one of them said, "Hey, you guys, there's art happening behind us." But I thought it was interesting that it was only children that came, you know? No adult ever even thought of, you know, borrowing chalk. That would have been great, though. So part of it is recognizing your own creativity. And I know there is lots of creativity in this room. I know there are folks in here that make pottery, that build furniture, that knit and quilt and engage in all kinds of other creative activities. There are also lots of cooks and gardeners, engineers, and others with what some might say are practical skills, but to me, it's another outlet for creativity. And if you've ever had Becky's Pies or Peggy's Cheesecake, you know what I'm talking about when I say that's art. Am I right? Yes. There's no room for excuses in our life. There's no need to put others above us and thus give away our power. There's no reason to say, "Well, I sing, but," or "I like to draw, but." Today, I encourage you to claim your power. We can all be artists. We just have to do it. Be it. Just do it. Our society encourages people to engage in sports and develop talent in sports, but we don't always do the same in art. Have you ever run a race? Very often at the end of these, you know, the 5Ks and 10Ks around, very often at the end there are people who, that's where I am at the end, wearing knee braces or who have had injuries, people who are maybe older or heavier. Those are my favorite runners because they are just out there doing their thing because they want to. So why don't we encourage artists that same way? Why are we so critical of creative efforts? I wonder if we're afraid to look foolish maybe. In our society, we're pretty shy about standing out, pretty nervous about looking silly, or I am. But when I'm at my best, when I'm really connected to my true self, then I don't care so much. I say to myself, "Well, I might look foolish trying to do this, but at least I'm trying." That's why I like that quote I read earlier. Our fears are like dragons guarding our most precious treasures. What we might create can be an intimate expression of ourselves, and it can be frightening to share or display that treasure. But maybe, just maybe, it is that very self that's begging to be expressed, that wants to be loved. Or maybe we think our effort is only worth something if it gains approbation. The idea that art isn't worth something until someone says it's good and is willing to pay money for it. There's nothing, I don't think, much healthy about money being tied to creativity. We only have to look at how many great artists died penniless to know that it isn't true anyway. There are probably hundreds of thousands of great artists who died unknown, but whose efforts made a difference to those around them. And really, that's the way of life, isn't it? We live according to our 7 principles, not because God told us to, not because the Unitarian Universalist Association tells us to. We do it because those principles resonate with our own sense of what is right, true, and important. We live that way because we believe that living that way makes a difference in the world. It makes the world a better place. It makes us better people. Let me repeat part of that reading by Reverend Gilmore. Our seventh principle may be our Unitarian Universalist way of coming to fully embrace something greater than ourselves, the interdependent web, expressed as the spirit of life, the ground of all being, the oneness of all existence, the community-forming power, the process of life, the creative force, even God, can help us develop that social understanding of ourselves that we and our culture so desperately need. It is a source of meaning to which we can dedicate our lives. Making art, of whatever sort, connects the physical with the spiritual. It is the tangible expression of our inner selves, sometimes our deepest selves. And so it's a way for us to connect with each other, even total strangers. So let's make more art, whether through our own effort, in combined efforts, or in supporting those efforts. We will build community, recognizing that we are all interconnected, that each of us in our own way has a beauty, an energy, an understanding of the world that when nurtured and shared, grows that creative force. And that makes this world, this creation, a better place.